Hey, I'm Cody from Unqualified Gamers, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to the Audibly Exquisite Podcast, episode 74. I'm Mike Norn with
Peter Melnick.
And Peter Melnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What Audibly Exquisite is about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're going to cover it.
And you can find us on the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to
www.gunnageek.com.
And you can find a wide variety of different podcasts to listen to other than this here fine program. You can also find different shows like the main Gunna Geek show, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. Also, if you want to find a way to support this show, go to www.patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. And you'll get a wide variety of different ways to help support this here fine program with a bunch of rewards for you, yes, you, at home. With, for example, if you spend $50, you will be able to get the ability to guest on this show, along with getting an exclusive podcast of your choosing with your
topics. So, do you know some people use Patreon to like sell nudes?
I believe it.
We should try that.
Not me, but sure. So anyway,
you can, for $300, you can get nude photos of Peter Melnick and I, not together,
and not with me. So it'll be photoshopped. So anyway,
what nude body do you want your face photoshopped on? Besides Savio Vega.
Freight train.
Yeah.
So anyway, also, you can find us on a wide variety of different social media platforms, including facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. You can find us on Twitter at the AE Podcast, myself at Peter Melnick.
And at Mike_Norin. Also, be sure to check out Drunk Dr. Grant.
All right, at Drunk Dr. Grant?
Yes, at Drunk Dr. Grant.
You can also find us on Instagram at
Audibly Exquisite.
You can find us on www.audiblyexquisite.com. The one-stop source for all things geek culture over there, too. You can also find a different variety of ways to listen to this show with streaming platforms, including TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. Oh, and by the way, rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes, and spread the word like Nutella. So now, Mike, you weren't on last week's episode where we were joined with our producer, Matt Cascone, and our special guest, Josh Morera, but you were also at New York Comic Con as well.
I know. You guys didn't tell me you were doing a podcast.
Well, you left right before we podcasted.
I know.
So anyway,
I had to catch a train.
It happens. It happens. But you got to be there. What did you think of the overall atmosphere and spectacle that is the New York Comic Con 2016?
It was packed. It felt like more than ever.
As we were there, they actually revealed that approximately over 180,000 people attended over those 4 days.
Damn.
So
it's like, quote Ron Simmons,
it's crazy to see how many people were there. Like, the mass of humanity essentially was there, you know. Just, I still love going to New York Comic Con. It's one of my favorite cons to go to every year because what you get to experience, you know. But
next year I'm standing out front collecting a dollar from everybody.
I don't really care for how...
Wall Inspector.
Yeah. I don't care for how packed it can be. You know what I mean? Like, as
just the layout. Like, I think they need some kind of crowd control kind of thing.
And the thing is, you know, there was a lot of issues going on for some people. I had no issues. I was fine.
I got stuck outside for, what was it, 2 hours?
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Because of a security issue?
You got there at 9 and didn't get there until around noon.
Yeah, they're badge readers. A bunch of them went down.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is you could have actually gone through the other entrance.
They closed that one.
For you guys?
They only had one entrance opened with three tables checking security.
Because I know there was the one entrance that I went through, the pro entrance, and like that they wouldn't let, you know, they only let people with those badges in then, mm-hmm. pro and press. Wow. That's fucking, that's really...
Madness?
Yeah, because of how fucking crazy that was this year. Like, they... they did a really good job, though, with different things, like, you know, the overall, like, scheduling and stuff like that, you know?
Mm.
Just really, really cool stuff. I was, like, a lot of the stuff I was able to get to go and do was nice compared to other years, you know? Because you go to New York Comic Con, and it's always, you got to rush through every day, essentially. Like, you left, like, I think at, like, 1 o'clock every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, if you're there, you have to be there for the whole day to experience all that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was there for, like I said, you know, if you listen to Inside the Batcave on Fanboys Inc., I was there for the, you know, Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders panel. That was fun. You know, I was there for the Iron Fist panel, like I said last week. You know, if you want to know what I did last week, listen to last week's episode. But, yeah, just a lot of cool shit.
Lots of it.
I mean, you know, since this is, you were actually going with your niece as well. So what was it like, you know, going with a first-time congoer?
Overwhelming for her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but she liked it. She's into the anime stuff. I'm not, so. And also, I didn't buy tickets. She won tickets.
She was entertaining, though. Every couple of seconds, she would just like, oh, look, it's so-and-so.
Kuchimuka naka naka. Like, oh, yeah, cool.
My favorite one, though, was still the exchange between you and her. You just, and I joined in on this. She said, oh, look, a furry. And you go, what's a furry? And I go, no, you don't want to know that, Mike. You don't want to know that.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, you don't want to know what a furry is, Mike. You never want to know what a furry is. Keep that innocence, Mike. Keep that innocence.
Yeah, I know what a furry is now.
No, you don't.
I didn't hear that whole dialect. Yeah. I just heard you say, you don't want to know. I'm like,
yeah, you don't want to know what a furry is.
Fart or something?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, honestly, it was also cool seeing stuff like the Evil Dead cabin, you know?
We went through, what, 4 times, probably?
I went through about 5.
Wearing fake mustaches and bowler derbies.
My favorite moment of it all was the getting the t-shirt on my last go, and it was only available in size small.
Oh, I got one also.
You got a
t-shirt? Oh, that's right. You gave it to me.
No, I gave you the chainsaw, I think.
We swapped something, because then you didn't get a chainsaw again, and I gave you the chainsaw hand.
I'm trying to think what I had, because I gave you a chainsaw for... I wanted the hat the most, believe it or not. I'm not a hat person, but I wanted the hat.
I'm a hat guy now.
Like, it was a really, really cool, you know, trucker cap and all that stuff. But, you know, what can you do? Such is life, right? Such is life.
I agree.
So, Mike, in all honesty, would you recommend the casual fan to go to New York Comic Con?
Should try it at least once.
How would you ever consider San Diego?
Sure, if you're buying.
San Diego is not as crowded, though, as New York, which is still one of the most bizarre things to admit.
Well, is it a bigger venue?
It's a bigger venue with a lot more, you know, space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, like, it's actually somehow got less people than New York Comic Con.
Okay.
And a lot of people say, should they bring it to a different venue? And
there's really no other places, unless you bring it out of New York.
And I don't know if I mentioned it on last week's episode, but, you know, the idea of Madison Square Garden. Not really. You can't really do that either, because then you really limit, you know, what you can do at the con. Because you actually would, everyone would be able to go to a panel because they have the big stage, but where else can you really screen things other than
more
the theater?
More crowded, I feel. I think the location's terrible, too.
Well, what I think they would also do is they would utilize, like, if they were to do the garden, I think they would be utilizing the theater there and also the Hammerstein Ballroom again.
Okay.
And the theater could be used for, you know, the not as big, but still kind of big panels,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I don't know. I like what they're doing, though, with this, you know, with this year. I just really, really hope they don't.
I can't wait for East Coast Comic Con at the Meadowlands Expo Center,
same
April 29th
here.
And 30th.
Exactly, exactly.
That's probably the first commercial of the year for it.
And probably the only one for the rest of the year, probably, because we'll probably forget.
Probably. But we will be there.
Be there.
April 29th and 30th at the Meadowlands Expo Center.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, what else? There was just...
I cosplayed for the first time.
Yeah, you cosplayed. What was that like?
Time. I only cosplayed twice. It was Han Solo.
People knew who you were this time, though.
With a beard.
People did know who you were. I know that.
And like, I was Dr. Grant.
How many
Jurassic
people
Park.
Did people walk
A lot of people. A couple of people actually took pictures with me.
That's cool. Like, did like how many people, like, give or take? Like, probably 10 something?
10, 15.
Yeah, because, like, that's... For a first-time congoer, like...
On the train, one of the conductor guys took a picture.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part.
He said,
wow.
Oh, yeah, you got to put the hat on. So I stood up, put the hat on. He took a selfie with me.
That's tremendous. Yeah, because like there was a lot of people I know going for the first time as, you know, cosplayers. I can't do it because of the whole, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? I'm trying to fucking look at comic books.
I think we should cosplay together for something for Albany Comic Con this year. You could be like a Jurassic Park tourist. You should be the little boy from Jurassic Park.
I'm good. But, I mean, like, there was just so much cool shit to do this year, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I cannot stress enough. I know I keep, like, you know, going ad nauseum saying it.
Thundercat panel was really good.
Yeah, the Thundercat panel was amazing, you know?
Recommended. The biggest, the best, the greatest panel you ever seen.
My favorite of all time, you know? Just a 5-star panel.
Ho!
So, and he wasn't there this year. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. No Hacksaw signing.
Imagine if he made a cameo in Thundercats. With his big board.
My friend actually got to meet, former Audibly Exquisite guest Road Warrior Animal at the con. And
I mean, Audibly Explicit.
Yes, Audibly Explicit guest. I'll tell you the story off mic, but it was kind of a sad story.
Okay.
Unintentionally sad. So, you know, it happens. But I mean, like, there was a lot of cool things. I keep saying it, take a shot every time you hear me say a lot of cool things. But anyway, Mike.
Spider-Man 2 is already in the works.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2. I mean, what a hell of a transition we just had going for us
like
just now.
Speaking of New York.
Yeah, I mean, with Spider-Man Homecoming, I'm excited for that movie. Like, really, really, really excited. But I'm also still hesitant because Sony has a hand in it. And they really enjoy throwing everything into this movie now, I've noticed.
We're like, okay, we need a villain. Like, no, we need 73 villains.
Yeah, that's how honestly it's coming off to me. Like
toys.
It's
video games.
Yeah, but the thing is this, it's a lot of characters that, you know, we're noticing they're not in costume or anything. It's literally just like, you know, plain dressed person, you know? Like pre-utilizing their superhero identity.
I'm excited for Shocker.
I am too. Like, so far it's Shocker and who else? Shocker and Vulture, right?
Everyone loves the Shocker.
Everyone loves the Shocker, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I think they're throwing everything in for like the hints of this is what's to come. This is what's to come, and it's really they screwed the pooch with Amazing Spider-Man 2, where they were building this whole universe, and then the film
the
franchise died.
Six.
Yeah, and then it just died.
They had like Doc Ock's tentacles and some other bullshit.
The Vulture's wings.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're not using it.
Yeah, and like.
Norman Osborn sick and dying of AIDS, so bye.
Yeah, and I mean, and so was the franchise. But, you know, yeah.
That franchise was bigger than Andrew Garfield's hair.
I'm just bummed out it didn't, like.
BoJack Horseman reference.
They ruined, you're finally watching BoJack?
I've seen a couple of BoJacks.
It's so fucking good, man.
And Jesse Pinkman's.
It's the most depressing show you'll ever watch in your life.
It is.
After I saw the most recent season, I was down for about 2 weeks. Not even kidding. Like, it was like that. It fucks with you that badly.
Really?
Yeah, because it makes you think about, you know, personal things and stuff like that. Okay. You're just like, oh, this is fun.
If we were horse actors.
Yeah, exactly. You know, with our work in the film secretariat. But, you know, anyway, going back to Spidey, I wish they didn't fuck up Spider-Man as bad as they did with that film franchise. Because regardless of anything, yes, it's another fucking movie of a 45-year-old man playing a high school kid. But I liked what they were going with. He was a good Spider-Man.
Who's that? Toby?
Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
He was so much fucking better, you know?
He was a little more spunky.
But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen, though, with this? Do you think they're going to really keep a good eye on it?
Well, think about it. It's Marvel Cinematic Universe now, right?
Yeah.
So those villains are the Marvel Cinematic Universe villains now. So, like, Shocker could show up on Daredevil or Iron Fist or some bullshit now.
Yeah, I could see that. I could.
It's all connected.
But
I saw the first. I saw a Doctor Strange trailer, and they made an Avengers reference.
Did they really?
Yeah, they said the Avengers protect this realm. You protect such and such realm.
Right.
I was like, cool.
That's awesome. Like, I am looking forward to Doctor Strange, but it's not my top priority this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I've been looking forward to.
I mean, I like, you know, the C-list and D-list characters, but in all honesty,
speaking of D-list or C-list,
yeah,
Swamp Thing animated movie in the works.
Yeah, I forgot to actually add this to our list.
Yeah,
but
it's fine,
yeah.
But yeah, that's amazing.
I'm intrigued. I'm really intrigued, you know, because they're saying that they may be doing an animated adaptation of the Ninja Turtles Batman comic.
Oh, wow.
That might be happening.
That's going to sell like a fucking plate of hotcakes on a cold winter day.
There also, there was going to be, there's...
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 77.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I heard the Wonder Woman animated film was really, really good.
It is good.
I haven't seen it, but I've wanted to, you know, watch, you know...
But Swamp Thing?
Yeah, the fact that even a Swamp Thing thing in general is going to happen is weird.
Maybe they're testing the waters for it.
I hope so. Well, they're testing it with Justice League Dark.
Oh, yeah. But so, I kind of hope they do, like, you know, the Alan Moore, which they most likely will do unless they do Snyder's run.
I think they should do that, in all honesty, because it's a good introduction.
Animal Man in there? That would be cool.
It would work, because then you could, like, you know, yeah, you utilize two characters, you know, maybe even give the ability for Animal Man comic or Animal Man movies and stuff. Yeah,
I would like to see, or like to see them do the arc where he goes to hell to get Abby. And it's got, like, Doctor Strange, the Spectre, Dead Man, all those guys in it.
Phil Spector?
Yeah, Phil Spector makes a cameo.
Wow.
With his hey, I'm Phil Spector.
You know who Phil Spector is,
and
right?
And he's in hell.
That's what they call jail, yeah. So, I mean, in all honesty, I think a Swamp Thing movie would be really fucking cool. Because why not, you know?
Well, it's weird. I never thought in my life we would see a Batman Turtles team up in a comic.
Yeah.
Now we're getting that. Now they're possibly doing a movie. And now I see that they're possibly doing a Power Rangers Justice League team up.
Yeah, they're doing the comic.
Or not a team. I don't know what it is.
It's going to be a comic coming out next year.
They're most likely going to fight and be like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
We have a lot in common, you and I.
We're buddies. But who knows? Maybe we'll see an animated Power Rangers movie so you guys can go all fuck yourselves.
I could see it.
Remember that one you guys always bust my balls about?
Yeah. It might finally happen.
I'm going to start tweeting the shit out of Justice.
Well, no, it's just a movie, not an animated series, though.
It still counts.
Nope. It's got to be a series. There's got to be multiple ones. If it's a film series, sure, but that's not an animated series.
I got you a new chair to sit on.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. So it's a pumpkin. Anyway, so...
long gourd.
It sure is. Anyway, but yeah, going back with the, you know, Swamp Thing, I think Swamp Thing would benefit the most from an animated adaptation. It works the best because...
It's easy, too, because, you know, not saying strong Swamp Thing is easy, but you don't got to do CGI and stuff like that.
Right. You can easily do anything with, you know, 2D animation.
You can do literally anything. And Swamp Thing is a character of so... Oh, my God. Imagine if they do the Bat... Because you know how they like to throw Batman to everything?
Right.
What if they do the arc where he goes to Gotham to get Abby?
I'd be down with that. I would absolutely be down with that.
My nipples are erect.
They know what they're doing with this. That's why, like, the animated films are really, really good. And, like, even, you know, as I was saying on the Inside the Batcave review of Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders, there, yeah, it had some weak spots, but it was mostly good. Like, it made up for, in my opinion.
And they're doing another one, right?
Yeah, they're going to be doing...
With Two-Face?
Yeah, it's going to be the Two-Face movie with... What's his name?
Shatner.
Yeah, Shatner as Two-Face.
That's cool.
Which I think it's... I was actually
lost episode, they call it, because they did an episode about it and never got to do it.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
Harlan Ellison wrote the script, and like you can actually purchase the script in one of his books.
Was Shatner supposed to play Two-Face?
It was rumored a lot of different people were supposed to play Two-Face, one of them being Frank Sinatra.
I heard that, yeah. Sinatra also wanted to play Batman at one time.
He would have been terrible. He would have been so bad.
He'd probably been holding a thing of scotch and smoking a cigarette the whole time.
I like Sinatra. I love Sinatra more than anything. I love his music. He would have made a fucking shit-tastic Batman.
He's also an asshole.
Well, yeah, there's that. But, I mean, there's just so many different things that we could do with these films, though. Like, different directions. And I still say...
I've been saying forever, DC should stick with the animated stuff because that's where they kill it.
Well, when they... Yeah, but they don't want to be like that because then they're like, you know, we need to have these A-list actors. You need to see them, not hear them. So it's stupid shit like that. But like with Batman 66, I still say a Batman 66 meets George Reeves' Superman would have been incredible.
Yeah.
And that's why
animated,
when...
They could still do it.
When we went to the panel, I think I said it last week, they did a reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it's a silhouette, and I thought it was George Reeves. It was a black and white reveal. I'm like, oh my God, they're actually doing this.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was Two-Face, which I'm fine with that.
But imagine how cool that would be if they did like the old 1930s Superman style cartoon.
Oh, the Fleischer stuff? That would be cool. But like, that would require a lot of money for the budget. For the animation style. Like, that's the money they put back into those Fleischer cartoons back in the day was a lot. Like, mm-hmm. It was on par with some movies.
Okay.
So if they did it, they could, but it would cost a lot, and I think for them that would be a loss, unfortunately, mm-hmm. unless it was released theatrically.
Still be cool.
Personally, though, the idea of, you know, I think it would be great to see Batman 66 meets George Reeves Superman for one reason. We get to see him bust through walls repeatedly, George Reeves Superman.
Oh, God.
The world's greatest door-to-door salesman.
Oh, yeah.
He went through many, many walls.
Remember I made a comment? Good thing he's not Jehovah's Witness. Can you imagine that? Do you have time to talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Do you have the time to talk about paying for our wall just now?
Right.
So, yeah.
I can pay you in Kryptonian tokens.
I like the idea, though, that, yeah, they're really pumping these things out. And, like, what other characters would you want to see get made into an animated film from DC?
I would like to see them do a new Super Friends one shot.
Okay. Like, have it be the campy style as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not campy, but same art style, like the
it's
old
gotta
film.
It's got to be campy, though.
It does, I think that, it, maybe do like a short, like a 15-minute short.
Yeah, I could see that, maybe. Like they did, like William Street did a lot of stuff like that with, you know, Harvey Birdman.
DC used to do it on the weekends. They would do like little campy things.
Yeah. Solomon Grundy wore pants too.
Do Batman the Animated Series style, like exactly drawing, not like in honor of Bruce Timm's, you know, sketch.
A lot of people still want to see that happen.
I think they're going to. There's a demand for it. And one day they're going to do another Batman Animated Series type movie, or maybe like a 10-episode run or something.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, there's, like, a lot of people, you know, with the demand for Young Justice, especially. Oh, my God. Like, I understand the love of it. I do, because, like, I know a lot of people that obsess over that fucking show.
I could see them canceling Green Lantern, but that show was awesome. Well, Justice League Unlimited only had 2 seasons.
Right.
And so did the regular Justice League.
Sorry, I literally just saw the Frank Miller story on Facebook just now. That was tremendous.
Oh.
And just producer Matt's reaction. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think for myself, if I had to go with like an animated adaptation, I'd want to steer away from Batman because they've done like, there's a lot of great Batman stuff.
Well, that's their insurance card.
That's
why he's in Justice League Dark. So we're not only selling these obscure characters, we're also selling a Batman movie. So the average moviegoer, cartoon buyer is like, oh, cool, Batman.
No, but I'm saying, like, they should, like, at least, like, they should make just a regular movie, though, without him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's hard for them, though. You gotta see, though. If they were to sell, I guarantee you, Batman has some kind of role in the Swamp Thing solo movie.
Oh, probably.
Has to, because...
Well, again, speculation. It may not be actually happening, remember.
Okay, well...
So, but yeah, I mean...
Does the dinosaur have tits?
Did the dinosaurs die of like an AIDS-similar disease?
Ask Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah. But I mean, I like the idea, though, that they're branching out this stuff. And
I think it's weird, though, that they're doing, like, going back to the Power Rangers Justice League. I think that's such a weird
comic,
team up.
Yeah, but they're really in bed with a lot of those, you know, smaller companies. Because, like, they'll do it because Marvel won't do it anymore.
Next we'll see, like, a Turtles team up with... Oh, wait, no. I think they already did a team-up with Ghostbusters.
I can't guarantee... Yeah, they have. And I can't guarantee this is 100% accurate, but I do believe the last company that Marvel partnered up with for, like, a comic was Dynamite for the Army of Darkness versus Marvel Zombies book.
Really? Do you know they almost did a Green Lantern story arc with, like, Transformers?
I didn't know that. I know... Like,
There's a drawing, like a cover... of Optimus Prime with the Green Lantern ring.
That's awesome.
But it got shot down because that's right when the first movie came out, and, you know, and they're just like, nah.
Yeah, they...
want to do our own thing.
I understand why, but there's still so much cool shit they could have done with that, you know?
It was, you know, right when Green Lantern was hot still.
Right.
That time, I think it was, what, 2004, 2005, 2006, something like that.
I believe so, yeah. Like, they... What would you want to see, though, with a lot of these things? Like, what would a crossover you'd want to see be? Like, from DC partnering up with another company? Can't be Marvel.
I would like to see them team up with, what is it? Transformers Cell.
Yeah, the Transformers. I think that's just fan art, though. That's got to be.
One of them's real.
But anyway, you know, the one I'd like to still see is Batman 66 meets Star Trek, the original series. Because we're kind of getting that right now with the Two-Face thing, you know, with William Shatner, you know, voicing alongside Adam Wee. But it's still not the actual thing that, you know, we'd all love to see, you know?
I think these are their covers. They did two covers. It was Megatron holding Superman's cape and Optimus Prime holding Green Lantern ring.
That's cool. That's definitely cool. You know, now going away from that and, you know, going over to different movies and stuff, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be producing a live-action Captain Planet
Wind.
Film.
What the?
Are you excited for that? Like the idea of a movie?
I don't know what I am. I saw it and I'm like, it's, quote, a rundown, battered Captain Planet. I'm right. Like,
it's a cheesy series.
It is. And I was like, and there's always been speculation for years and years, ever since the cartoon was out, that they're going to do a Captain Planet movie.
Right.
But a Leonardo DiCaprio superhero movie?
Yeah, it's produced by him, yeah. Because he's like a big environmentalist,
yeah,
you know.
Still, that's weird. I want to learn more about it before I give an opinion about it.
But I mean,
I think it's cool.
What do you think the tone is going to be?
Probably like, you guys are fucking up the Earth.
No, I know that, but it's going to be like, you know, is it going to be lighthearted like the show, or is it going to be like serious?
I'm torn too. I don't know if they're going to go for like lightheartedness, or they're going to go for dark, or like that edgy, you know, like the new Power Rangers trailer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be similar to Power Rangers. It's going to be a darker take on it.
Like there's new Planeteers probably.
Do you think Don Cheadle will reprise his role
God,
as Captain
I hope
Planet?
So.
That was so fucking amazing. If you get the chance, go on funnyordie.com and give it a look. You know, just like really, really funny stuff. But yeah, I mean, like a Captain Planet movie, like they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel, in my opinion, with this stuff. Like,
Captain Planet was under the barrel. Like, oh shit, look what we found.
Like, it's literally, oh look, it's a superhero. I understand why they're doing it, but I don't.
Next, we're gonna get a new Inspector Gadget movie, probably.
Yeah, and there was one in '99. Like, I could see it happening again.
Growl, Gadget. You could play Claw, and I would play Gadget.
It's literally them, just like it's the South Park member berries. Remember this?
Remember Captain Planet?
And I mean, again, I don't mind. You know, some of this stuff is cool to see one more time. You know, give it for nostalgia's sake. You know,
who would you have play Captain Planet? We haven't done a fan cast in a long time.
Don Cheadle. Like, in all honesty, I would just find a way to fucking make Don Cheadle him. It'd be funny, you know.
What about Hugh Jackman when he's done with Wolverine?
I don't see him ever doing another comic or superhero-related film ever again.
Yeah. What kind of director would you want to see do that? J.J. Abrams?
What's his name? Crap, what the fuck is his name? The guy who did Grizzly Man, just for shits and giggles, I'd love to see him.
Really?
The German director. Forgot his name. I want to say Ingmar Bergman, but it's fucking not.
Sam Raimi?
No, I'm going to pull up who the director of the movie is right now. Just give me a second. Werner Herzog. I think a Werner Herzog superhero movie would be amazing.
What about Del Toro? So you can talk about it for 10 years and not do it.
Yeah. Again, I like Del Toro, but holy shit, does that man not continue things. I thought I was bad with my podcast move, but holy shit, man. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, Captain Planet film, it really is just, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
And right now it's they've been working on it, apparently. I mean, that's what the weird thing is. I always thought kind of like never took it seriously.
It was
never like, oh, I can't wait for that Captain Planet movie.
It was always in development hell. Like, yeah. You know,
it's a hard thing to get out there.
It's, and not really, because it's very, you know, Hollywood is very green. They want to do that kind of stuff. I think it's more just the sake of, is now the right time?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Al Gore can play Captain Planet.
It's possible. It's very possible. But, yeah, and I mean, you know, speaking of, you know, like we mentioned earlier, Power Rangers. The Power Rangers trailer dropped at New York Comic Con. I didn't get to talk about it during the thing because I didn't get to go to the screening or whatever for the trailer. But we did both see it, you know, when it dropped online. Mike, I thought the trailer was okay.
Looked a little like Chronicle, which wasn't terrible.
Yeah, Chronicle, I believe the film written by Max Landis and directed by the guy who did Fantastic Four. But, like, Chronicle was really good.
That's why it has that tone.
Yeah, so.
Well, it has to. They're teenagers. Teenagers are douchebags.
And the interesting thing, as we mentioned in our interview with, you know, Walter Jones, Max Landis actually wrote a treatment of the Power Rangers script, which was a lot different.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, give that episode a listen. Really good interview, and gives his thoughts on the Power Rangers reboot. But yeah, I mean, I liked the trailer. It was okay. Again, it was okay.
I just was hoping to see Alpha and Zordon.
I mean, you know, we'll see them, but like down the line, because it's like they're, you know, maybe two.
When's the movie come out? Summer, right? Next summer?
I believe so. Yeah.
So out at San Diego, we're probably going to see it around Christmas, probably. You know,
I'm wondering when we're going to get like different, like we have the summer con, we have the fall con, which goes into winter a little bit.
I bet by this November we have a Star Wars Episode 8 trailer.
Do you, I want to see there be a con in around like maybe February, March. March or like that,
like
around
a major con?
Yeah, like a major con where we see these trailers and things debut, because we still need, you know, that little area.
So like
where,
a December con or something?
Yeah, and like it still hasn't happened. It's crazy. Like, I'm legitimately surprised we don't have that, you know, kind of show. Like, there's Emerald City Con, I believe.
But like, an official Comic-Con, like, yeah, like New York, San Diego, and...
Like, where these big announcements should happen. Like, you know, you like, New York Comic-Con is used for television.
Yeah.
San Diego is used for movies. What is going to be for theater? No. You know what I mean?
Theatrocon.
There's just so much, like, stuff that they could do for this stuff.
Just talk to Cliff to see if he wants to do a Theatrocon.
It's possible. Because Secaucus is right near, you know, New York City, so you never know.
I dare you to message and be like, hey, you should do a theater con.
Now,
hey, you're not doing press.
Going back to the different trailers, last week the trailer for Star Wars Rogue One dropped. Mike, what did you think of that?
Good.
Dude, I am beyond excited for that movie.
I think it's going to be fun. It looks like it's going to be more fun than Episode 7.
You think so?
A lot more going on. And people are still complaining, saying, oh, who wants to see the war aspect? I said, maybe because it's called fucking Star Wars.
That's a good point, Mike.
Asshole.
Put
the internet down.
I'm excited, but I'm also a little bit, just a hair apprehensive. Just a hair.
Vader's in it, though.
That's where I'm like, okay.
But then again, it could be like how Jared Leto was advertised to be, like, throughout Suicide Squad, all of a sudden you see Vader just kind of walk and be like, sup, bitch, and walk away. That's just like...
Does he do it like Walt Flanagan, just walk in and go, sup, bitch?
Sup, bitch.
I mean...
And everyone goes, Darth Vader, everybody.
Dun, 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 dun. Pretty much, I mean, they are... Like, I like the... You know, the advertising campaign. Like, we're even getting a character from Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah.
Or not Star Wars Rebels. Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And he's one of the main focal points. Like, it's Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker's character, Saw. Like, he's one of the main guys. Like, really? Like...
It's weird.
It's cool seeing them utilize this whole expanded universe. Like, not that expanded universe, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were them, who would you want to utilize in the next side spin-off film?
Maybe some of the Rebels guys.
I want to see Ahsoka in one of the films.
Yeah. Well, she's getting like a book, like a canon book.
Yeah, it just came out, and actually they were doing a signing for it during New York Comic Con.
Oh, okay.
So I would have loved to have, you know, got that book signed, but
maybe
I didn't get it.
Maybe, I think they should do a movie about the Jedi that survived the Order 66.
I'm surprised they haven't.
Because there are Jedi who survived.
Yeah, as you can see with, you know, Clone Wars, or not Clone Wars, Rebels.
Yeah.
But
that would be a cool movie.
I think so, but...
They could do it, set it between Episode 7 and 8.
You think so?
Yeah, or whatever happens between, you know, 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe between, like, 8 and 9. I could see them doing between 8 and 9. Because they like to do a movie, come out with the big movie, then do another side movie. Which, no, Han Solo's coming out, too.
I can't wait for the Han Solo movie.
Yeah,
like,
that's fun.
I really cannot wait for that movie. Because, you know, like, they cast a female actress who may be Han Solo's pretend wife from the Star Wars comic that recently came out from Marvel.
The Black Lady, right?
Yeah, they're, like, really, really going all out with this.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, I like the level of attention they're paying to the, you know, side things. It's meaning, like, you have to read all this shit now because so-and-so might pop up in this, and you missed it. You don't know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
So you have to read everything.
It could be somebody in the background at a cantina bar who would be like, hey, remember that guy?
All I can think of every time I hear that is from the most recent episode of We Hate Movies, where they mention about, what's it called? The fact, you know, you can have, like, a Ninja Turtle in the background of the cantina. Steven Sadak goes on and says, oh, there's a Ninja Turtle, a werewolf, a coffee maker. Boop, 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 boop. You know what I mean? It's... I'm just...
Dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you know, whatever works.
Speaking of Jurassic Park, they are making...
That was a terrible segue, Mike.
It wasn't, but anyway, they're definitely making another Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we are well aware of this with your fandom of Jurassic Park.
And it's going to be more gritty and dark.
Dark like, you know, winged duck?
Yes, exactly. I was going to say that. Dark winged duck!
Let's get dangerous.
But anyway, yeah, that's what they're doing. Really no speculation whatsoever. They're just saying it's going to be more dark.
Winged duck?
Yes.
Let's get dangerous. Oh, we're just going to keep repeating this now. But yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that, you know, just... what do you think is going to happen to make it dark? Are they going to shut the lights off?
Probably. I had a pitch for it.
Oh, yeah?
They focus on the survivor aspect of it, like how it affects the world, how dinosaurs being in the world affect everybody. Like, I think they should do kind of like a drama thing about how Dr. Grant has been affected by the whole thing, because he's a paleontologist. Job is to dig up dinosaur fossils.
Right.
What's the point if there's living dinosaurs walking around? So he's bitter with Jurassic Park. This is, you see where I'm going on this, right? So he's all friggin' mad, and he's like now a crazy protester, environmentalist kind of guy. Got a big old beard, alcoholic.
Why do you got to make him an alcoholic?
Because it works. Everyone likes alcoholics in movies.
This is true.
Then he sobers up. But it doesn't go back to the island.
It happens. Yeah, I mean...
And he teaches cast iron at a college.
Now also, you know, going with, you know, what is old is new again, kind of in a way, they're actually going to be re-releasing Space Jam in theaters in honor of the film's 20th anniversary.
Oh, joy.
See, I have not watched the movie in about 20 years. I've seen clips of it. It doesn't hold up, people.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I mean, you know... It's pretty much literally just a 90-minute commercial where Bugs Bunny is bending over and taking it up the ass from Nike, from McDonald's, and from Michael Jordan. So that it's not that great of a movie.
And Warner Brothers.
I always found it funny that people... it's them owning it, you know?
Okay.
But, I mean, like, it's one of those kind of movies where you liked it as a kid. You saw it, like, 800 times because you were a kid and you didn't know what good movies and bad movies were.
You had the toys...
I know, I had the Burger King, or not the Burger King, I had the McDonald's toys, I had all of them, you know what I mean? I had all the stuffed animal
things. You wanted to go in blackface and Michael Jordan for Halloween, your mom wouldn't let you?
No. But
that happened to me.
Anyway, you know, just, it's a thing, you know, it's the whole aspect of South Park. I do agree with them with the whole member berries, you know? It's just an example of, hey, remember this as a kid, remember that? Just like, you know, to the point of even pro wrestling, they bring Goldberg back. Hey, kids, remember Goldberg? It's that, you know? But I like nostalgia, but I love the fact of seeing something original and new, you know? Like, Mike, what would you want to see brought back into theaters, but not, you know, to be made in such a big deal like this is going to be?
Back in theaters?
Yeah, for like a 20th.
Can always do a Star Wars movie. Well, it's not 20 years, but still...
I'm still disappointed with the whole 3D re-releases of those. I wanted more than anything to see on the big screen the original three.
Yeah.
And the fact we didn't get that is a major, major disappointment. Like, how great would that have been to watch, you know, the TIE Fighter fights in the trenches, you know, the Death Star trenches on the big screen in 3D?
That'd be sick.
But the Disney sale happened, and... We got episode one in theaters again for 3D, and I got suckered into fucking watching that because I was going to try and go to every single movie, and I got stuck seeing that piece of shit again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like Patton Oswalt's bit where he's pretty much going on saying, I think George Lucas is just, you know, going to sneak in the back and rape me in the middle of the theater. Like, that's just like an elaborate ruse. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen to me with George Lucas one day. He's just going to rape me in the middle of the theater.
That's like, gross.
Yeah, but anyway, you know... The gobbler, you know? It happens. But, yeah, I mean, like, I think another movie I would want to see on the big screen would be the Indiana Jones movies.
That'd be neat.
That would be cool, you know? Just because it's indie. Why not?
Could wear fedoras?
I'll pass. But I'm trying to think. What other... there's not really anything else. But, yeah, I mean, just... Give us those things, you know, like something that doesn't suck back on the big screen, you know, as I don't really give enough of a shit about, oh, Bugs Bunny and Lola Bunny,
woohoo,
which caused a whole generation of furries to exist.
Gross.
So
Anyway, speaking of something violent.
Yeah, wow. Good transition.
Rockstar has confirmed that,
As of today,
that Red Dead Redemption 2 will be coming out next fall.
In 2017.
And it's going to have to be a prequel, hopefully.
You think so?
Well, John Marston, the main character, gets brutally murdered in the end of the game.
Thanks for spoilers. Thanks for spoiling a game I didn't play, Mike.
Oh, well, go play it.
Yeah.
It's not like Fallout where you can't change your destiny, but you definitely end up getting killed by a firing squad.
Oh, yippee.
Then you play your son, who has the voice of a 12-year-old.
I always found it funny, though, that they're calling this Red Dead Redemption 2, yet this is actually the third game in the series with Red Dead. You know, the Capcom made Red Dead Revolver for the Xbox and PlayStation 2.
It's going to be cool to see what they do with it. All the stuff they got now.
They shouldn't have called it Red Dead Redemption 2, though. They should have called it something Red Dead Resurrection or something. I don't know. Like, something cool.
Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, but I don't know. What's it called?
Oh, and also a trailer. They said a trailer is to be rumored to be released by Thursday.
By Thursday?
The latest.
That's cool. I mean, they're...
Like a teaser.
They're going all out with this. I think I still want to see, but it costs them so much money to make it. I would still love to see L.A. Noire, you know, get a sequel.
That would be cool.
But will it happen? Who knows?
Maybe a couple more years in the future.
I found it funny. People were going on with Red Dead Redemption 2. The fact, it's not going to be the game. It's going to be like a video teasing DLC for Grand Theft Auto 5. Because come on, who doesn't want to watch Trevor get on a horse? Who doesn't want to watch that?
That would be funny.
But, yeah, I mean, would I play it? Sure. I mean, you know, I like that open world system, and I wonder, is it going to use the
same locations?
Not same location, but is it going to use the same gameplay as, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5, like the PlayStation 4 version?
Like with the first person and everything?
Is it going to be, like, you know, a completely different rehauling
Probably,
of the
Probably,
because
that
system?
Was a big seller.
I want to see them, like, you know, fix things up, though, because there are problems with the Grand Theft Auto games.
Well, another rumor is that it might be primarily multiplayer.
I hope not. I really hope that's not the case.
That'd be garbage.
Because it's a sign of, you know, a lazy developer where they...
You paid, like, friggin' Star Wars, you paid $50-$60 for an online game.
Right. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of expectation for this, and I hope the expectations, you know, are met.
Yeah.
Maybe even, you know, surpass.
Maybe we should go bring a barbed wire bat to their head.
It's possible. I mean, there's a lot of expectations for something that's happening this weekend. Mike, you're more of a Walking Dead head than I am. What are your thoughts on this upcoming season premiere for season 7?
Well, in a mere 5 days from now, we're going to find out who Negan brutally murders. Strong speculation. Jeffrey Dean Morgan himself even confirmed that he kills more than one person in that scene.
We do know now also, by the way, because they showed like the aftermath, I believe, with Rick. Like,
yeah.
a shot of it.
Just a big pile of mush.
But they, like, the aftermath, Rick is alive. So we know, we obviously...
With blood splatters on his right side of his cheek. So it's somebody to his right.
But we didn't see who was standing by his, or sitting by his right.
You knew it was Maggie on his right, Abraham, Michonne, then Glenn. Something like that.
So, Mike, as a betting man, who would you go with for the person who's going to die?
Strong speculation is that it's Abraham who gets killed because he's been at a lot of conventions this year.
Right.
Also, they're saying that Glenn dies, but not with the bat, that the roles got reversed in the comics. Because in the comics, Abraham gets killed with the crossbow through the back of the head, gets killed with the crossbow, and then Glenn gets baseball batted. So they're saying Abraham takes the baseball bat to the head, Glenn gets killed with a crossbow.
What's your speculation? Like, who do you think?
I say the opening scene is Abraham getting his head caved in. Or Maggie's right there. I say he's
going to Maggie.
Then he kind of nudges her out of the way and takes the bat or something.
Now, if I'm correct, this is like the comics where Glenn is with Maggie, correct?
Yeah.
Calling it now, it's Maggie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now people are saying it's Glenn and Maggie who get killed.
I can see that.
They could say it could be multiple people. So it could be Abraham, Glenn, and Maggie.
Again, I can see it
because
being...
she's all screwed up from... She's going through like a miscarriage or something like that. They don't know what's wrong with her, but she's really sick. So maybe she just dies from stress or something.
It's going to be Maggie. I completely see it being her.
How brutal would it be if Negan kills a pregnant woman?
Because they're doing it like this, I've noticed. they take the people, they'll kill a character in the comic, but they'll let them live on the show and vice versa. I think Maggie's going to die.
Hence Abraham, because a girl in the show a couple episodes before that got killed the same exact way Abraham did. She was giving this elaborate speech, and all of a sudden, thwip.
Wait, Spider-Man showed up?
Yep.
Oh, thwip.
That's astounding me, but yep, comes right through the back of her head, out her eye socket, and she's still kind of chatting along.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, it's got to be Kane. It's got to be Kane. No, it's got to be Maggie.
Yeah. We'll take a bet.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's got to be her because of the fact she's not that needed right now for the show.
Mm.
So now...
Well, we'll find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon. Brum, 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 brum. Anyway.
So doing karate stuff.
www.audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite. Get your free audiobook of your choosing and a one-month subscription to choose from thousands upon thousands of audiobooks. Mike, I've been having read to me The Secret History of Wonder Woman by Jill Lepore. I don't know if that's the exact name, but it's a Wonder Woman book.
I've been having read to me Frankenstein.
By Mary Shelley?
Yes.
Very cool.
Not actual Mary Shelley, hasn't been reading it.
Yeah, she's been dead for a while. But, so, go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite
for your free one-month trial and one free download.
Helps the show out, as does Patreon. patreon.com/audibly exquisite. And get, once again, from a different tier system, the ability to help the show out, even as low as, I think, $2, $2, $3. Helps the show out, helps us bring this fine program to you, helps out with server costs, helps out with, you know, just the ability to do this show for you people out there. So also go to www.gunnageek.com and you will find a wide variety of different programs on their network. Rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes. 5-star if you're ever so inclined. You can also listen to the show on a wide variety of social media platforms, including TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. Rate, review, subscribe, like I said. Spread the word like Nutella.
It's on iTunes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And also go to www.audiblyexquisite.com. And also go on our Instagram. Follow us on there, @audiblyexquisite. You can also find us on Twitter, @theAEPodcast. Myself, @PeterMelnick.
And @Mike_Norin.
And finally, our Facebook page. We're going in reverse today for this.
I can tell.
Facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. And give us a like ski on there. So, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
For Mike Norin, does masturbation cause blindness? Find out at the 10 o'clock news.
Have an audibly
exquisite week. Thank you.